But we have to learn to love. We have to learn to give and to surrender. But you know the best kind of loving, the best kind of giving is thanksgiving. Our God is too good for any other gift. And I hope you are a grateful person, because the test of all happiness is gratitude. Never forget that. And Chesterton developed that thought when he said, "And I felt grateful, though I hardly knew to whom." Children are grateful when Santa Claus puts into their stockings gifts of toys and sweets. Can I not be thankful to Santa Claus when he put into my stockings the gift of two miraculous legs? We thank people for birthday presents of cigars and slippers. Can we thank no one for the birthday present of birth? First of all, his birth. And our birth into his life in virtue of our baptism. And then that tremendous concession that God gives to you and to me to feed upon his very body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. We are indeed a royal people that feed upon our God. And that's why this Feast of Corpus Christi means so much to us. The Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus Christ. And they said about our St. Francis too. Do you know St. Francis of Assisi? There are 44 St. Francises, by the way, in heaven. He's the greatest. He's the original too, because he was baptized John. He was named Francesco because his dad did a lot of good dealings with dry goods business in France. And when St. Francis was born, his father was away. So when he came back and found out that he was baptized John, he said, "No, he's Francesco," because he was happy about the deals he made in France. The little Frenchman. Frenchie, I guess we'd call him today. The greatest of the Italian saints. And the most Italian of all the saints. That's how he's described. I think that's a beautiful compliment. He's an Italian at an Italian's best. Really. He loved God. That's why he's called the seraphic saint. Do you know the seraphim are the highest choir of angels? They're the highest because they're the closest to God. And they're closest to God because they love God more than anybody else. You see, a person's position in heaven, or the intensity with which they enjoy the beatific vision, is always determined by their love capacity. One of our little brothers, Pacifico, he saw St. Francis sitting in heaven in the place that Lucifer lost. Now, you don't have to believe that. Dominicans don't believe that. But that's what happened with Brother Pacifico. They said about St. Francis, there was a thank you with every thought that passed through that man's brain. He thanked God even for the rotten things that happened to him, because he knew that they conformed him to the crucified, to the one who loved him so very much. What a man. And he's our founder. You know the most practical kind of loving, the most practical kind of giving, is almsgiving. Or the equivalent of alms, time giving, talent giving, energy giving, interest giving, attention giving, courtesy giving. What beautiful alms these are. Like interest in other people. Not to fetch a donation, to make a sale, to make a big fat impression, but because you really are interested. That's love. Or in terms of courtesy with other people. The manners of the court, that's what courtesy is. And here's how Gilbert Keith Chesterton described our St. Francis in terms of courtesy. He said this was the one rag that St. Francis hung on to for a lifetime. You remember St. Francis gave everything away. He hung on to one rag. The manners of the court, courtesy. He said in an ordinary court, it's a question of one king surrounded by 100 courtiers. In this man's court, It was a question of one courtier, St. Francis, surrounded by 100 kings, because he treated the whole mob of men like a mob of kings. He gave them the royal treatment because he loved them. He saw the image of God in each one of them.